with you, and with you and I. That's God. That God's will be done in our lives. These are things that we have a tendency to forget. We think when we are praying by ourselves. We don't realize God calls other people to pray on our behalf. And the main thing here is Jesus is interceding for us continuously, all the time. We may not feel like he's there, but trust me, he's there because he gave us a promise. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And Numbers 20 said, the Lord is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he needs to repent. So he assures us that as long as we are his children, he is going to be with us. Even sometimes when we are not his children, he's still with us. Amen. God loves us, wants the best for us, and continually trying to get us over on his side. Amen. Our trials and tribulations sometimes cause us to look to Jesus. I think that's one of the reasons we have them. Because if we never had trials, if we never had any situations going in our lives, we would never pray. You know what I'm saying? If you never had no rain in your life, you don't know how to put a raincoat on. Amen. Same thing with the word of God. I just simplify because it makes it so much sense to me. If you never have any rain in your life, you don't worry about no raincoat. But if you have some rain, you're going to get prepared with the raincoat, the galoshes, and an umbrella because you don't know when it might rain. Same thing with our Christian life. You don't know whenever the enemy's gone through, throw a boomerang and get you off course. Amen. Focus on the right path. Every day there are different paths for us to take. This is Proverbs 23 and 19. Every day there are different paths for us to take. We choose daily the path of right or wrong. Sometimes the right path is filled with uncertainty. Does God really hear my prayers? Does God really want me to go this way? It's a risk sometimes. Or disruption. Sometimes the enemy will cause something to happen in your life or God don't answer you right then. And it's the disruption to where we are, how we got our life planned. You know, we like to put things the way we want them. And we don't want nobody to come in and discourage or throw us off track, as I call it. We all do it. I make plans for my life. I make plans for my day. And I don't want nobody coming up and telling me just the opposite. We are that way with God. Amen. We wonder, how is all this going to work out? God say everything that go on for us, the good, the bad, and the ugly, is for our good. He didn't say the ugly. I just added that in there. But the good and bad, everything happens for your good. We always got to remember that. Whatever is going on, sometimes stuff we cause by our own self, God uses for your good. But if we trust in the Lord, he will surely lead us to the right way. It's our responsibility to choose the right thing, even if it brings pain. Amen. Christianity comes with responsibility. This is not a free ride. Amen. Jesus went to the cross, so we have a cross also to bear. So these are things that we just need to constantly remind ourselves of, that we need to stay focused and realize these are things that's going to happen in this Christian walk and be prepared. The fifth one that I have is Psalms 119. This is where this comes from. Focus on what God has said, what God has decreed. And the scriptures say, my heart is set on keeping your decrees to the end. So we have to make up our minds to keep our hearts set on what God has said concerning us. A careful, deliberate study of God's word will always realign our focus with his will. Many times our busyness hardens our heart to the realities of our shortcomings and sinful ways. By allowing the penetration of God's sword, the word of God, the Bible, pierce our heart, our vision is softened. We see more clearly the ways of the Lord. Study the Bible with diligence. than any other activity of your day. Make time to study the Word of God. It will reinforce your faith. It will give you the strength you need to keep walking through this world. Amen. Realize that we are not just in the world by ourselves. And we have a helper who is Jesus Christ. He's interceding for us. He is praying for us. He's making ways out of no way for us. You know, we say these things all the time, but do we really hear what we are saying? Are we really focusing on what we're saying? Mm. And are we doing what God requires of us to get this done? You know, we know how to do everything else. You know, you do what it takes to require for to get a job at IBM. You do what it takes to get a job teaching school. So why not do what God requires to get his blessings? Because he is going to bless us. He promised us. Obedience birth blessings. That's his word. Obedience birth blessings. Not discontent. Not doing it when you feel like it. Not doing it when it's convenient for you. A lot of times things are not convenient for us. It's called sacrifice. Sometimes you do things you don't want to, but it's a sacrifice. You know, we just fling words out there and say them and don't even think about what they mean. Sacrifice is part of serving God. Amen. And when you think about it, Jesus made the biggest sacrifice of all. So what we do is small in comparison. Amen. And the last one, and the last one that I have is focus, focus, focus. Wearing eyeglasses help many of us see more clearly. Otherwise, our world would look like a blurry mess. Focusing on the Lord instead of our needs or wants takes great discipline. We must be willing to lay aside our fears, worries, or anything that seeks to drain us of our hope in Christ. He knows what we need, when we must absolutely have it. Our focus should and always remain grounded in faith that God is in control. Even in this pandemic, God is in control. He is not unaware of what's going on. Despite what we might think of what we might feel, God is still in control. And that's a confident knowing God is in control. And there really ain't nothing we can do about it but trust and believe in him and walk in his word. Study his word. Get close to him. Don't be fearful. Don't get anxious. Don't get upset. I know all these are human feelings. But if you're reading the word of God, he has already assured us of certain things that's going to happen in this world. And therefore, you should be prepared. Amen? Be prepared. That's something you need to be prepared at all times. Take some time today to clean your spiritual glasses so you can see more clearly the Lord who loves you unconditionally is still on the throne. Amen, amen, and amen. Be blessed.
Praise God. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you today with a heart of repentance, asking you to forgive us for our sin. Block out our transgression and wash away our iniquities. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for going and dying on the cross for our sins. We thank you for redemption today. We thank you for shedding your blood today for the redemption of sin. So we ask you right now to cover us in the blood of Jesus. That never loses power nor is stained. In the name of Jesus. We thank you today, God, we are not moved by what we see, hear, smell, touch, or taste. We are not moved by reason. We are only moved by your spirit and your word. And we know your voice and we hear your voice and we refuse to follow strangers. In the name of Jesus. Our seed is mighty up on the earth. Lord Jesus, we ask you to expand our territories, to fill us and increase us in the Holy Spirit and anointing with power. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to lead us in path of righteousness for your name's sake. We bless you, praise you, worship you, and commit all that we are to you, that your perfect will be done through us. In Jesus' name, we ask you to help us to cease from our own labor, and we do so by faith. We ask you to cause us to enter your rest now, in Jesus' name, and we receive that. We ask you to release our warring and ministering angels to minister and walk on our behalf. We ask you to fill us, your temple, with as much Shekinah glory as possible, in the name of Jesus. Help us to bear the cross you have prepared for us and help those in our family. In Jesus' name, we ask that the Holy Spirit speak to our heart through your word. We ask that you prepare us with reverence and worship and with humility through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we ask that you take out of us, add to us, and do to us anything you want to. In Jesus' name, we ask that the word we read would be engrafted into us and become part of us, spirit, mind, will, and emotions. In the name of Jesus, we declare by your power, you are helping and causing us to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, intrepid, valiant, steadfast, faithful, true, and loyal for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to deliver us where we are blind, wretched, naked, and poor. We ask for your help in Jesus' name. We ask you to help us not to be the accuser of the brethren, but to teach others in gentleness, to be a help in season, to edify, to exhort, and comfort others. In the name of Jesus, we ask for love and grace for others and grace from you, Lord. We ask for help that your love and grace in us flow and be administered to others by your Spirit in us to manifest your presence in and through us. In Jesus' name, we release all things into your hands and commit ourselves unto you, trusting you. We ask for help that you give us the words that you want us to give to others. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would send those that would receive the gift of salvation to us, that we may witness to them. Let them ask and receive, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you give us a clear mind and thoughts toward you, clear will toward you, and clear of all emotional clutter. This is all about you. Hearing you is easier than thinking. We ask that you cause us to hear you louder and clear and rest in you, in Jesus' name. We ask you to release your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, with long suffering and self-control to flow over and in and throughout our life. In Jesus' name, we ask you, Father, for a clear, sharp, and healthy mind and body in you. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, we ask for your perfect will being worked out through our lives and the life of those that we touch as you direct us. In Jesus' name, we ask you for your eyes to see, your ears to hear, and a heart to comprehend and receive what the Holy Spirit has to say. In Jesus' name, we ask to speak and to do your perfect will in this life for you, for us, and for our family, and for every other human being. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to guard us and our family and your people with many angels,